That's like when people are talking about video games and you're talking shit on the game and they're like, well, why don't you go and make a better game? You know who has that same like defense? Elon fucking Musk.
Yeah.
He had a tweet recently where someone was talking about or no, it was when he was doing his Adrian, I forget the last name. The thing I was talking about where he went on Connor No Pants. What's Connor's name?
Connor
Eats
Eats
Pants.
Pants.
He went on Connor's Eats Pants Fortnite Friday and
Yeah,
like
oh yeah,
as Adrian whatever. I mean,
right.
but I was also hearing rumblings this week that like I guess they are actually are two different people. There might be verifiable proof. Regardless, Adrian on that thing was talking about people starting businesses or whatever, and if they're not paying enough money, it's like, well, they can just start, if they're not making enough money at a job, they should just go start their own business. It's the same
Yeah.
mentality of like, well, why don't you just make something better? Hey, you're 5 foot nine, and why don't you just become a professional wrestler and just like, you
Yeah.
know.
So you throw in the Brain Destroyer.
You're sitting there like a fucking baboon. I hate fucking whiskey, sir. I couldn't stop it fucking three or four, right? Wow.
I'm CM Punk, and I wish we would stop genocide, you know?
Money blow, money blow.
Oh, yeah, the clown. The only one of you buffoons who doesn't make me laugh. And as for you, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a jerk.
I'd be good.
You would you?
Yeah.
Is this actually a fantasy that we've harpered on here? You think you could be a professional wrestler?
Yeah. I'm so disciplined in my work ethic.
How far do you think you could have made it in your basketball career if you had like truly, if you were like about that life?
Well, basketball is, unlike wrestling, basketball is actually just all about height.
Sure,
Like,
yes. Wrestling is a play, it's a performance, yeah.
I got blackballed out of my high school team. I was better than literally six people they kept, and they cut me just because I was white. And they even kept a shorter black kid who sucked.
Oh, it's because of woke?
Yeah.
You didn't make the basketball team because of woke?
And then I started the Ultimate Frisbee Club because of it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I and those kids who were a grade older than me, I would mollywop in fucking recess every day. And yet I was cut. I didn't make any goddamn sense. That team went on to lose every game. Fuck that team.
This was in high school?
Yeah.
Freshman year?
Yeah.
Okay. I also did not make the basketball team freshman year. Have I told you this story?
No.
We were at, I was at the tryout. I was a three-sport athlete growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Football, baseball, basketball. Didn't make the basketball team freshman year because I'm at the tryout. And at some point, about an hour in, it's like a 2 or 3 hour tryout. Hour in, we break up into three on threes. Right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, here's the AAU kids that are clearly like the starters.
Yeah.
Here's like, significantly other good players. I'm in like the last group, and the reason why I know I was in the last group is because I was in there with the kids who I consciously knew were terrible at basketball. 5 foot nothing, couldn't dribble.
Yeah.
And then also the sped kids.
Yeah,
Like I was literally in the pickup group with the guys drooling all over themselves,
yeah,
and I
was in the
like,
slow reading group.
And I'm like, why? At that point, I almost thought I should just have mom pick me up. Like, why?
Right,
I'm
yeah.
not. Why should I finish the tryouts?
Yeah.
It was so blatant. Like.
Did you
It
go?
was so blatant by the varsity coach. It's like, dude, like you could have mixed this up somehow, but like we were clearly in that group, and I was just like, this is all right.
Did you ask like why ever, or just like after that day left?
No, that was it. It was just
Yeah.
the 1 day tryout, and
Yeah.
I don't think I even bothered looking at like the because I just knew, I was like, it's just not gonna happen.
Right.
Baseball was a little different though, because the varsity baseball coach was also the freshman football coach, so he had already had experience with me during the football season,
yeah,
and knew I was a lazy fuck. So once he just didn't like my work ethic. So definitely, I already knew going into baseball, I was kind of already had it stacked against me. And sure enough, but that one I did go in because he had like a grading system, like a 1 to 5 grading system, and I thought I did all right. But I was a fat kid who didn't pitch, so like
right,
I very limited. Roles for me on a freshman baseball team, first base, and that's it. And they already had a fat guy who could play first base and pitch. So,
I asked the coach like why, and he's like, didn't like your like shot form, which is the thing I get criticized the most still by everyone. But I'm like, yeah, but don't you see like how I'm stopping, like, the third tallest guy and, like, making passes that none of these kids can make with two hands in 5 minutes to make.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, sorry. I'm like, all right. And then, again, I'm so happy they lost every game.
Yeah. I think there is an aspect, too, of defense being undervalued at the high school level.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you know, if you just have shooters that can shoot, right, it doesn't really matter. But.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying I'm better than every shooter or that I was even a starter, but like, you're letting 70 of these guys I destroy on the team? Fucking wild. Instead of baseball, I never got into baseball. I was football, basketball, and soccer. And soccer was the one that my brother was like, you should have kept playing soccer. Your life would be so much better, and you could actually like do something with that, unlike the other two.
What did you play in soccer?
Striker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was striker and then midfielder when I got a little older, just because it was like a situation where the coach knew, like, I had the hand eye to play defense as well. So just go around, do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I was super young, I played striker just because, you know, I like scoring goals and I tried harder at practice than everyone else. So mm-hmm. it was like, you get to be striker. I'm like, awesome. And I was good at that. And then I stopped basically because Cade didn't play. So like at all. So like I didn't have any like thing at home. And my uncle was a soccer kid growing up. But he, like, had accumulated too many injuries to, like, want to run around with another, like, 8-year-old through 14-year-old. So mm-hmm. I just kind of gave up on that and kept playing basketball, knowing that I've never had a 6-foot-tall member of my family.
Where are we at in the football playoffs?
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh, we're heading into Super Wild Card Weekend, round one.
There's two wild cards?
No, there's just one. But, like, it's round one of the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I'm going to Graham's house for Sunday. Watch the Eagles play the Packers.
Well, that's how the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
I know that's how the Eagles won this. But this isn't the Eagles.
Go Birds, though.
Oh, go Birds. Go Birds. Go Birds. Get your hand off my knee.
Oh, they didn't secure their division? They're in the wild card game?
Well, no. Everyone who's not in the one seed is in the wild card. Just how it works for football. And unlike baseball. And we did win the NFC East, but we're playing the worst wild card team, which this year is the Packers.
Okay.
Although, honestly, I'd rather play the Commanders or the Vikings than I would the Packers, but I'm not scared. The only team I'm scared, really, is the Chiefs. Otherwise, I think the Eagles are pretty good.
Are the Rams or the Chargers playing this year?
Yeah, the Rams are in it.
How's that working?
They won the NFC West, so they're playing the Vikings.
Are they playing at home?
Yes. They won the division, so they got a home game.
How's that going to work? Is that this weekend?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. It was right.
A little bit of a segue there.
Yeah. oh, yeah. The Chargers are also in the playoffs, but they're away. But, yeah, the Rams home game. Well, originally it was the way they do it is really weird. It's 2 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, 1 on Monday.
Uh-huh.
The Rams one was scheduled already to be the one on Monday.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to delay it further, as of now, it's still down on Monday.
Yeah, that air quality is still going to be shit. I don't know if you've seen, like, the pictures.
I've seen plenty on X with the videos.
My understanding of L.A., the reason why pollution is so bad, obviously there's so many people, but, like, the reason the air is so bad there normally is because it's a valley, right? It just all settles.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that amount of smoke, like, it's just going to be there for months. It's going to take a while for that to clear out. I don't know. I can't even imagine trying to play a sport in that type of weather.
Well, the World Cup last time in Qatar was like 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
And 350 million slaves died building that stadium.
Yeah. I remember when that got approved, that was when I kind of checked out of international football as well. I was like, oh, this shit's... I mean, everyone kind of already knew that FIFA was corrupt or whatever, but your first exposure to it where you're like, oh, you guys are literally just going to chase that bag. Like,
yeah.
What is it, 2026? It's going to be here or 2028? When's the next World Cup?
2026 is going to be LA. And then the 2028 Olympics is like LA, Mexico, and Canada.
So we get a Trump presidency during when all of these other countries
are
going to come here. Dude, that's going to be crazy. That's gonna be a wild time. I know they don't play just in LA though. It's like all up and down the West Coast, maybe even like the East Coast too. I don't know.
For
all the different stages of the World Cup. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it matters because much as we saw with the, you know, whatever, visas, like, as long as what's coming from the outside is money, it's not like Trump actually... There's almost like Trump's not actually racist as long as you have, you know, money.
Yeah. As long as you can pay. And definitely anyone traveling here to see, to watch the World Cup has money.
Yeah.
It was more like the amount of, and I'm sure these projects are already starting if not getting ready to start, but like all the infrastructure that has to get built for that. Like we have a lot of stadiums already. I don't know if any new stadiums are going to get built for it necessarily. But just like all the stuff around it, like, you know, you have to house all of those, you know, players and teams, and, you know, the entire infrastructure requires a lot of, I don't know, similar to like when the Olympics comes to town. Aren't we hosting the Olympics soon?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. 2028 is going to be LA, Mexico, Canada, or that is the opposite, or the World Cup is those three and the Olympics LA. I forget.
Let's see, because I went to the 2010, or I paid attention to 2010. That was the first World Cup. 2014 to 18, 20. So yeah, 26 is the World Cup. 28 is the Olympics.
Right. I just don't know which one is
that. We just had the Olympics last summer.
Yep. I just meant, I don't know which they were doing. Because I know for one of them, it's Canada, Mexico, and America. Uh-huh. And one of them is just LA. I forget if it's the Olympics that are just doing LA or it's the World Cup that's doing all three. I forget.
I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, in terms of the infrastructure stuff, like Brazil, as soon as World Cup was done... is so fucked.
There was entire stadiums that just are now empty.
Empty, yeah.
They just sit, because they're in the middle of the fucking jungle. Like, they're not even, there's no way to fill those stadiums.
Or even during the Olympics, when it was there in 2016, like, they had to use and build different pools, because, like, the swimmers like, oh, we're getting, like, gangrene from these pools.
They had to build brand new pools, yeah. The Olympics are so fucked, dude.
Yeah.
It's such a stupid thing around, like, nationalism and... I don't know. I do find it entertaining somewhat. I don't think I watched any of this last Olympics though.
No, I stopped.
The only thing I saw was Australia breakdancing.
Oh yeah, I watched because it was we do a summer camp.
Yeah,
I had the Olympics on while at work, so I watched a bit of like men's basketball and women's swimming,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it. I think.
What are your thoughts on Australia?
In general?
Yeah.
I think if I have to do my most serious thing is I think it's cool that they're like, all right, we'll have actually like good gun control laws and we're down to just lose our jobs.
Yeah.
I think that's one sign of like not cowardice that makes me think like, oh, the world can actually like do like spin towards progress, which America couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I think being in Melbourne would be pretty cool to live.
Melbourne
would be a good Melbourne? Place. I'd live in Melbourne. Seems chill. I think everyone makes way too big of a deal about the spiders and shit.
Yeah. You know what I really love?
That?
Leaf blowers.
I love that it's always Friday morning.
Let me close my window.
Because at my apartment, too, I stopped recording for fucking leaf blowers.
We're gonna push through.
Yeah.
Here on the Winning Time Chaotic Pussy podcast. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of World of Warcraft.
Is this going to be the Australia tie-in?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I play a lot of World of Warcraft, and it's interesting because it's a 20-year-old video game that's supposed to be social, right? You know, there's a chat box built into it.
Yeah.
And so many people just don't chat, you know? And so I find myself once again having to, like, just, like, stir up, like, conversation or whatever. And I don't know how I initially started talking to this guy, but there's this dude, he's this 22-year-old kid in Australia,
mm-hmm.
Who is part of our guild now. Like, he joined up, and I was on Discord with him the other night. We were yapping for, like, 2 hours. I'm pretty sure he's a neat, because mm-hmm. he's not working, and he's not in school. He has a girlfriend, but he is currently waiting to start work with his parents, who do, like, he said his dad is a celebrant. Which is someone who marries people professionally.
Oh, okay.
And like a DJ type guy. So it's like, you know, like a non denominational wedding. Basically, you would hire a celebrant, I guess, to do the officiating and all that. But it was just interesting talking to him about just like, you know, Australian cultural stuff. He's talking about different cons that he goes to and stuff like that. Yeah, I never really I think the closest I ever got to Australia was I hooked up with like an Aborigines girl in Chicago once.
Right.
Have I told you this?
Yeah.
And she texted me and accused me of giving her like syphilis or something. Yeah, afterwards.
That was her plan.
and I was like, you, and I, in my head, I'm like, I only slept with you. I don't know what. She was on an American tour. I think she was on an American tour of some sorts, but that was the closest I've been to Australia.
Ah, oh, fuck, it's hot up here. Gonna have to jump out. No.
Have you ever had an STI?
STI? No.
Yeah. Wait.
Well, I mostly get it by, I think most people just go STD.
It's STI now. STD is the old term. That's the boomer
they're
term.
They're woking STDs? Yeah.
It's an infection, not a disease.
Oh, great. No. I've only had two or three sexual partners, so no.
It's an interesting conversation that you have to have with people. Because no one's, I think, knowingly out there transmitting it. I mean, I'm sure it happens occasionally where mostly men are probably ignorant. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, you know, when it happens, it's like, oh, well, symptoms weren't showing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so then you have to do like an apology tour. Just like be sending messages to people. Like, hey, by the way, then everyone acts like it's your fault.
That's a funny.
It's like, one of you is the guilty party. I was not... I was just hanging out with the cats.
That's a funny YouTuber apology video. Like, sorry I had sex with too many
people. Sorry I was fucking too much. Yeah. Yeah, I get pussy.
I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah, I'm a YouTuber. Yeah,
10 million subscribers.
Yeah, I fuck.
I will receive every Snapchat from a 17-year-old. If they're down to clown like that.
I think poor people get hornier around the holidays. Has that been your experience?
Yeah. It gets colder.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And just, it's more, it gets colder and it gets happier. Just, winter's the best.
Yeah. Pro winter. Summer, all the songs are about, summer love, but it's all sweaty and hot outside.
Yeah.
Maybe this is because of climate change. It used to be a more, now we have these hotter 100 degree summers.
Yeah. So it used to be just like, oh, refreshing to go outside. Yeah. Now it's swamp ass.
85 with a slight breeze, but now, yeah. Yeah, swamp ass. Yeah, because I find, with dating apps and stuff, it kind of comes and goes seasonally for me. Mm-hmm. But definitely around the holidays, I see more people. I would say I see more people on dating apps than not, because it's like, you're coming back around family, and there's, this reminder that you don't have anybody, and you're going to die alone, so.
And you're back in your old hometown, where also the girl you had a crush on is in the hometown still coming up for family.
Yes, so there's a lot of swiping being done. Around that time of the year, I feel like.
Yeah, you also mentioned with the STIs, I guess. What I didn't know until I was I think I heard it when I was 13, 14, where it was, I don't know if there's a type of vaginal cancer or something where just the men transmit it.
Yeah, the polyps.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Man, our bodies suck. Yeah, it's, the hell is that? But yeah, it's a HPV.
Yeah.
Human papillomavirus. Mm-hmm. Which most people are carrying multiple strains of HPV. The thing is that they don't do anything.
Right.
But there is one particular strain that is known to cause cervical cancer in women. It's one that I get, when you get the full fleet of tests, that's one that they test for.
Yeah.
And so I always, I test negative, and that's one that I'm always letting folks know.
Hey.
By the way.
No problem here.
It's kind
of. And I have a bidet.
It's kind of, it's a wink and a nod. It's like, hey. It's because I'm a male feminist, of course.
I'm a safe fuck.
Or maybe that's one that you can't test for. I don't know. But there are but just being aware of that puts you ahead of 95% of men.
Are you treated for cervical cancers? There are no tests for it, Sarah. There's no, what do you mean? I'm waiting until I know you're safe. Pointless. It'll never happen. Everyone has it. Yeah, I learned a lot of, sex health before they taught us in high school through just YouTube just YouTube videos, just gamers mentioning it in passing when they're talking about other shit.
Crazy that you, finding out what sex is through YouTube. There's probably someone that learned about sex through like an Elsa Spider-Man video. You know, when Elsa's pregnant and it's like, how did that happen? Click here to find out.
Well, I think I was never told like some sort of birds and bees ass story.
Yeah.
I was very just like, when I was 4, I asked about it and they were just like, here's the straight answer. I'm like, ah.
Oh, you got like okay. The real woke.
Yeah.
Like you're like not even in kindergarten yet. And you're like, they're like, here's what a penis and a vagina are.
I don't remember that. It was still like man and woman.
Uh-huh.
They didn't go full anatomic. Okay. With it.
They didn't pull out the,
but
dad wasn't pulling out the charts.
No. Well, that was the thing is my dad avoided it like entirely. He never once ever had a conversation with me about like condoms.
I cannot picture that your dad talking about sex whatsoever.
Yeah. And he never did. It was just my mom who one time was like, do you know how to put on a condom?
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know.
When you were 4 years old?
No, I was 14. When I was 4, I asked basically like, how does a baby happen? And a man and a woman has sex.
Right. And using the word sex, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just giving each other a special hug. Or
whatever. No. They said sex. Because my mom was a nurse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So she thought it was important that kids, if they were curious enough to ask, like, knew.
Absolutely.
And then 10 years later, she was like, do you know how to put on a condom? Like, yeah, but I've never put on one yet. And she's like, okay. And that's all the parental sex health I've gotten. I don't know if you have a different story.
My dad, Scott, sat Scott and I down. We were still, because I remember the house, so we must have not been older than like 11 or 12, like fifth, sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And I remember him sitting us down at one point and being like, do you guys know what this is? And we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, did you have any questions? And we're like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But fifth, sixth grade, like I don't know where we would have, because this would have been early 2000s, like 2001, 2002.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I would have gotten a concept of sex from. Like, I don't remember seeing any particular video or anything. I do remember the first time I saw boobs.
What was that?
That was at Zach's house.
Zach, older sister or?
Just a friend.
Oh, okay.
Zach had downloaded, this was in the days of like Napster.
No. And all that. I meant like you saw Zach's older sister.
Oh, boobs. No. That would have been a lot more fun.
Right.
This was just some real fake titties that he downloaded in a video. Okay. You know, it was like a 180p video or whatever, pixelated. Up until that point, I was a bikini guy. I was not.
You don't care what was underneath?
Yeah, I didn't step over into the, you know, I would go up, you know, late night infomercials. That was like my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I didn't need to step over into the, I don't need to see a nipple.
Right.
I was like, I'm good with what I got.
Yeah.
And then I saw a nipple and I was like, I'm no longer good with what I got.
You know, sometimes it's sexier and more alluring with the clothes on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tempting in.
Absolutely.
Can't just give it away.
But yeah, I don't
remember. Work up to it.
I don't remember actually knowing. I mean, it probably was just media. It was probably just like watching Happy Gilmore or something and then putting it together. I don't know.
I remember I was supposed to be asleep already.
Uh-huh.
But I got out of bed at like 11 to like go ask my mom something. And I just was looking at the screen and I'm pretty sure I saw like a man in scrubs and with a woman on a bed.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, pretty much like, what you watching? And she like paused the TV and explains. And that's, I think, what I remember. That was probably the first time I saw sex happening.
Mm.
First titties, I don't remember.
Mm.
First, I don't know. I imagine it was me Googling maybe like Samus, and the image results was like someone's fan edit of Samus.
Zero suit Samus real.
Yeah. Something like that. Because, like, I have literally no idea, but I can imagine it being that, where it was a video game character's, like, fan-made ones.
Yeah, I think that's for a lot of, I'll say, especially young boys, it's like, you know, yeah, characters in your cartoons or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to look up
Samus or Lara Croft or something.
Like, now that we're in an era of cosplay, I imagine it's, cosplayers are, like, awakening a lot of things in a lot of young men.
Yeah, much like Robin Hood in the 70s.
Robin Hood?
Yeah, like a lot of like females who are into like furry shit, that the point of like the exegesis of that was the 73 Robin animated Robin Hood.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Maid Marian?
No, well, for women it was Robin Hood. And then for guys, like 10 years later was Space Jam Lola Bunny.
Don't ever call me doll.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
And then nowadays, there are a lot of freaks getting off on Lopunny. Lopunny is like people's shit right now.
Someone was posting in the WoW chat the other day about, they just said, what's your thought? What are your guys' thoughts on Vaporeon?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to ask, you know, what's that rabbit with the thighs? Lopunny. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah.
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 Smash.
Smash. Mine's just wood. Smash. Smasher. Is that
Smasher
like
Pass?
Smasher Pass.
Yeah.
Is that purely a Markiplier thing? Because he has that one video.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That. Are you talking about the concept of Smasher Pass or Pokemon? With Pokemon doing that.
I forgot what characters he was doing.
He was doing with Pokemon.
Yeah.
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 I don't know if Smasher Pass was beyond Markiplier and he took it to Pokemon Town or if he came up with Smasher Pass.
Because it was, the original was Hot or Not, the website.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever see that website?
I've seen it referenced. I never went on it.
It was definitely like a pre-social media era. And it's just like, upload pictures of yourself, mm-hmm. hot or not. And people would vote.
Yeah.
And that was it. There was literally, I'm sure it still exists in some capacity. Someone's bought it at some point. But
that was an old magazine column, What's Hot, What's Not. But that was mm-hmm. mainly in reference to music
like
or
pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is just, 19-year-olds uploading images of themselves to the internet. Mm-hmm. Pimply faced and all.
You know, now we have wiki feet.
Yeah. Such from humble beginnings.
Just, I think 1998 was the golden age of pornography. The internet went stupid.
I can't even imagine for the guys that are slightly older than me that, you know, in the early 90s or late 80s, we're still in, like, the magazine era.
Or VHSs.
Or VHSs, yeah. But especially the magazine stuff of, like, you know, your dad. There were still guys I knew growing up that, like, would wander into their dad's closet or something and find, like, a stack of magazines.
Right, yeah.
I don't think that happens. You would find dad's like browsing history is like the equivalent of that. He forgets to load up a private browser or whatever
didn't
on the
clear.
Family computer. Yeah, didn't clear the browsing history.
Yeah, and then before that, it was just like I am a horny guy. I'll paint a woman on a plane and then die.
Yeah. People were definitely cranking it off to Mona Lisa for a number of years. Didn't even, no titties whatsoever.
Yeah, not even Rosie the Riveter, just Mona Lisa.
It's incredible what the male mind is capable of as far as being able to come to pretty much anything.
How many ancient Lutherans come to the idea of Eve?
Yeah, just the way that they described her in Genesis.
You fucking eat that apple, dirty little cunt. Yeah. You love to sin. You're going to hell.
Who's going to hell on the LA City Council? All of them?
I don't know. I don't know politics enough on a city level.
Have you seen anything? I don't know who's that. And it's Mayor Breen. I don't know what the fuck her name is. I've just seen a couple of images of her just looking stupid. She's just got nothing to say. There's a clip that went viral. People would be like, do you owe the citizens of LA an apology? Mm-hmm. And she's just silent. Just standing there, just stunned.
The only clip I saw was someone like to Gavin Newsom, like, oh, mm-hmm. Trump blames
the gal
you
for
this.
The gal that ran up to him next to the SUV. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Trump blames you for this. What do you think? Well, Joe Biden is the guy I like, and he's willing to fight with us against the fire.
It's incredible how useless these politicians are during times of actual crises. Mm-hmm. And then when there's not a crisis, how they just literally make our lives worse day in and day out.
Yeah, how proactive they get.
With the policies that they pass. doing nothing to protect us.
Reminding me of nothing to protect us during times of crisis. You know how back during COVID, there was that like huge video of a bunch of celebrities singing Imagine?
Yes.
Fucking at Jimmy Carter's funeral, they had that shit going again.
Did they?
It's like, let that song fucking go.
Oh, they use that song?
Yeah, not even Lennon cares about that song that much.
See, I thought you were going to reference the Seth MacFarlane cartoon.
Oh, with Brian. I posted
a twist on Twitter of like, thank you, LAF firefighters.
Yeah, I love... I'll throw that up. No, I've been seeing that constantly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like... Who was the last guy that died? There was somebody that died while like Trump was in office. It was a similar thing, right? Where they all the old presidents come out and it's like clear that they're all friends. Like,
yeah.
Because they're all they have the class solidarity or yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It was probably Bush Senior.
Oh, that might have been it. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, dude, what was awesome was George Bush Junior gave his piece about Carter and we walked up to Barack and like tummy tapped him for like his turn.
Like a real bro type move.
Yeah, like you should have slapped him on the ass, baseball style.
And I'll never forget after McCain's funeral when I gave her the candy. I think it was Jenna said, "Hey, Dad, you're trending." And I said, "Not sure what that means."
You're like, "What did I do?"
Yeah, exactly. And it was Michelle Obama and I being friendly to each other.
I love George Jr.
Yeah, he's great.
He's so funny.
Yeah, it's tough. That's what's tough about all the Democrats. We don't get any funny guys.
Clinton, but and then like, well, it was like Clinton, like when he was like, you know, first term.
Yeah.
Post Clinton, obviously, like has been terrible.
Yeah.
But like, and then everyone I think now has taken the last like 22 years of old Clinton about him being with Epstein and like Trump or whatever and thinks, in my opinion, thinks that kind of erases the character he was.
Yeah. The funny saxophone playing kind of chill dude. Yeah.
Who also sucked, but like, and again, in a George Bush way.
I guess that's the thing is like they're less funny and they're more like cool. Like Democrats are always trying to be cool.
Jimmy Carter.
whereas the Republicans are more in the loudest guy at the bar kind of vibe.
Yeah, that's what
telling dirty jokes or whatever.
The Republican, like all the Republicans hated Gerald Ford. Thought that guy was just an idiot. You know, Lyndon Johnson has that famous, that guy couldn't walk and fart at the same time.
LBJ was funny.
LBJ was hilarious.
Yeah, just talking about his dick all day.
Yeah, you could look up on, I'll put a link in the description for, just on the phone with his tailors being like, there's not enough room in the Johnson area. My dick is too big for these pants.
What kind of STIs did LBJ spread, I wonder?
I don't know, but Jackie probably got him. Do you think he planned that with wanting to become president by popping JFK? Do you think he was involved?
Was he involved? I don't know. I don't know. Did JFK have a big penis?
He, Catholic, and what was it?
He was making big penis moves, you know, trying to like... Yeah. Dismantle some aspects of empire, being like, hey, maybe we don't need to be so mean to Cuba, guys.
I'm going to talk about the next NBA offseason. Like, oh, the Detroit Pistons making some big penis moves.
Was it you that was telling me, or maybe I saw it on Adam Friedland's show or something? Someone, the guy that like went and ranked every NBA player's penis. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh, but I do know there was
he went through and like based on like footage,
categorized
like from smallest to biggest.
Right. I know that there was a big thing going into the season about two NBA players, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Donovan Mitchell, where they looked at just two images of them in boxers and just like it looked like Donovan was packing and Shai had shrimpy.
And people were excited about it.
And people were just like, Donovan's going to win the MVP this year for sure. And then recently, I think there was one with LeBron where there was an AI image alteration of like LeBron having just a monster.
A huge slump.
Yeah, and then the community note was like, this is fake. And everyone's like, I never wanted the community note to be not true.
What happened before LA? There was Luigi.
Oh, what happened in...
In the last month since we've recorded.
Christmas
happened. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. Do you have a good Christmas up in Oregon or Arizona?
I was in Texas.
Oh, you were in Texas?
Yeah, wrong on both accounts. Texas was great. I got owned by American Airlines. like the computer's failing or something.
Yeah.
My closest point of comparison for that is MMO launches. So like server capacity, right?
Right.
Like it's not financially, it doesn't make you as much money. You could technically buy enough servers for when all of these people are going to be using your system, right? Or trying to log in.
Yeah.
To support it so it doesn't crash. But then after that initial day, there's not as much traffic, you know? So you don't need all that extra server space. So it's just a waste of money. Mm. Theoretically, that's how I'm thinking about this American Airlines thing, where it was like the morning of Christmas, their systems went down for like half an hour. So none of the was it the FSA or whatever, didn't allow any of their flights to take off for like 3 hours until their systems were all back up. And that, of course, you know, resulted in everything gets rolled back. So by the end of the day they had like 80 flights canceled or something.
Yeah.
There was also weather issues in Dallas that day, and that was where I was getting my connector. Mm-hmm. So I just got totally fucked. But I was just thinking, like, you know, this is a solvable issue. Like, there's no reason why in this age, like, you should be having computer failures of that level, or systems failures. Like, you know, maybe this stuff happens behind the scenes in Silicon Valley, and we just don't hear about it. But, like, I feel like they could spend some money. They could hire a couple of engineers for 6 months and update all their systems, and then they would be fine. But, you know, make their code more efficient or whatever. Because it's just a traffic thing. It's just like, you know, one of the busiest travel days of the year, and their system gets overloaded and just blows up. And I was just like, this fucking rules. So now, for me, it wasn't that big of a deal because I'm a single man. I'm not traveling with any children. I don't have any like chronic illnesses or anything.
Right.
But I'm looking around at like elderly folks, people with young children, and I'm like, that's a fucking nightmare. Like being stuck in an airport with like a 4-year-old and your like elderly grandfather that can barely walk. Like,
yeah, you're telling me about parking being the worst mode of transportation with cars, but airplanes?
Yeah.
Fuck up every day.
Yeah. All of it being for profit, once again, just kind of makes it a fucking disaster. But other than that, my holiday was great. And then I spent the week and a half after I got home just playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
That's where I've been.
Just rotting.
That's where I'm at. You ever seen the New Year's Eve fireworks from the Booty Bay? The docks in Booty Bay?
No, it's
beautiful.
I just had people around my apartment complex sending off stuff at midnight.
any gunfire or no?
Not
this year.
Yeah. I swear 3 years ago, yes, but I think those people moved out.
Ah, okay.
The only place I lived where there was normal gunfire was 10, 12 years ago at Oak Park.
Okay.
That was the only place. And, you know, for any old thing.
you just hear it during the week.
Yeah, but the plans about the servers being down, it's like, people used to complain about like, we put a man on the moon. How can my email not send?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this country? Or we've had the capacity to have a forever light bulb since like 1875, and you're never going to sell those.
I think that's the thing that I find most frustrating with technology in general, is that it's clear that this could just be so much better. It is no longer 2002 and we're needing to constantly iterate on systems and stuff like that. Like, we've reached kind of a holding pattern in the last 5 or 6 years, especially. And things aren't, if they're not getting better, they're actually getting worse. You know, like now everything's fucking AI, dude. You call in to try and get like a bill changed or something.
Yeah.
And you have to go through 8 AI prompts before you talk to someone. I feel like a fucking boomer. Press 1. Now, why in the hell do I have to press 1 for English?
Yeah.
But instead it's pressing 1 to talk to a human being.
But, you know, you say that, boomer, about like things that more so matter, like getting medical stuff figured out or maybe car stuff.
Yeah, you still have to go through.
Still at fucking universities. Like, university students have to go through the rigmarole of, oh, no one wants to do their job, so we're just trying to have robots do it. But the robots are still fucking insanely retarded. Like, the robots don't know shit.
Yes. It's the Google search results, like, telling you that smoking cigarettes is good for you while pregnant.
Or just like,
but you're getting that on the phone.
Or like, is it safe to inject milk through a syringe into my veins? Yes, because milk builds your bones.
Yeah, I mean, because it's cutting costs and it's not hiring enough people and it fucking sucks.
As, more than like wanting to have name recognition, all of the like people born in the 60s or older in politics don't only get off on just wanting to be rich, but just withholding is like their biggest fetish on the population.
Yeah,
it's like, we could easily give you all of these amazing things, but we really enjoy you not having it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all those people in Palisades just lost all their things, so fuck them.
Yeah.
They lost their... It's tough because, like, obviously there's the... I have nothing but empathy for almost everybody that's been affected by those fires, because it is, like, you losing your home and, like, all of your belongings does completely fuck you in this country.
Yeah.
There's no social safety net whatsoever.
Graham went through that with Paradise, and even now they're trying to fuck her with not giving her money compensating for the Paradise fire.
Yeah, like, it's literally going to, like, wildfires in particular are one of the most devastating things to try and even, like, recover from. Because even with, like, flooding, like, you could technically, you know, redo the house or something. It doesn't get, as long as it doesn't get completely washed away, like, you know, stuff did earlier this last year, but.
You know, it's the one thing that's fun about this fire.
Huh.
It's like, well, okay, there's maybe a million things fun, but this will be a spoiler whenever we can't pull one up and I have to put up my predictions episode.
Uh-huh.
Grink, one of his predictions was fire taking out on the West Coast.
LA burns to the ground.
He said West Coast natural disaster.
Oh, well, you know, we've had one of those every year. So not the strongest of predictions, but
it was. Unfortunately, unfortunately, maybe the wrong word, but 5 people have died of this. He predicted, and part of his prediction was hundreds would die from it, so this doesn't count.
Well,
we were getting our hopes up.
Yeah. The fire wasn't that fast moving.
Yeah.
But there is the aspect of, like I was saying before, there's so much pollution that's just going to be in the air over LA for such a long amount of time. All of that smoke. Like, there's going to be people who have, like, you know, asthma and stuff like that that are fucked for a long time. Like, they might have to leave LA. Like, it's going to be bad. The air quality there for a long time.
It'll hopefully be like how they'll go out like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Where it's the smoke and ash that killed them, really.
Yeah. I've been seeing things because it's like people were drawing that comparison. There's the activist groups that, like, throw paint on, like, paintings and stuff. They're like, oh, that's beyond the pale, da 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 da. But now we're at a point where natural disasters are literally destroying entire, you know, buildings full of art. What is it, like the Getty Museum or something
Yeah, Serengeti or whatever.
Yeah, that's like completely burned to the ground. You know, it's like all of that art that's in there, all the... I mean, truthfully, most of Hollywood can fucking burn, right? It's just an industry built on pedophilia. But, like, there's a lot of classic, you know, film stuff that's kind of, and memorabilia that's probably gone now because, I mean, obviously the wealthy were buying it and hoarding it in their homes rather than having it for public consumption, but, you know.
I'm trying to think of an industry that's not built on pedophilia, now that you just mentioned that, like, Hollywood, the industry built on pedophilia, I'm like, what isn't? Schools? No. Dentists? No. Music, no.
Uh-huh. Just the entertainment industry in general, I guess.
What's more entertaining than fucking a child?
Jesus.
Did I send you the photo of the fucking truck that says CP distributors?
You did, Yeah, it's good to see that our boys are getting out there and spreading the good news.
Yeah, we're dropping off podcast tapes via mail ordering system now.
So you had a whole thing where you recorded all your predictions?
Yeah, they're recorded, but just a episode where one of us is sick or I don't have something, that's when I'm going to throw that up. It might come up in June or October, but they're recorded January 3rd.
My predictions for 2025. It's definitely going to get worse, that's for sure.
Safe lock.
I think that's my one prediction. Things will probably get worse.
Awesome. Oh.
I will have at least 260s in World of Warcraft. That's one of my predictions.
Nice. One thing, last time we were together, we did the podcast awards episode.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot one award, which is the Rookie of the Year award was going to go to Talk Tua. And I kind of, I don't know if my brain was protecting me, but I forgot to put in the clip. I was scanning through like 40 minutes of Talk Tua clips. Mm-hmm. And I think I did Haley a favor because all of them make her sound so stupid and just not, she's not funny.
Yeah. But she won, she did win
Rookie. She did win Rookie. She beat me, which sucks, but yeah. She beat me in this good podcast called Chamber of Reason.
Mm. Been gaming anything? Oh
my god. Huh. One of them just went right now.
Yeah. Dude, you get occasionally, that's what he was in there scratching for. Occasionally you just get a good whiff. Mm-hmm. Oh, they recently got new food.
Ah, okay. Because they're not on the baby food anymore?
Yeah, well, they get like a full can of in the evenings. So I think that's part of it, too. Cats are stinky, dude.
Yeah, I'm not owning one ever.
They're only stinky like 5% of the time.
That's 5% too much.
You been gaming anything?
Lego Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And then, well, currently... So I took the TV to Graham's for the Christmas trip.
Yeah.
And the car was full, and I wasn't going to Graham's on the way back up. Mm-hmm. So it's still currently at her place until I go get it on Sunday. So I haven't been gaming a whole lot. It's just been...
Oh, that's the CRT?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just on the Switch playing Lego Harry Potter with Rebecca. Oh, okay. I have this. Me and her went to, you know, the restaurant Pete's?
The coffee shop?
No. It's this like kind of like Cheesecake Factory Junior type of shit. And we were there, and there was a table behind us of like 8 people celebrating like a birthday or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the guy apparently was complaining to the waitress that we had too about like not getting like the certain item he was calling volcano, some sort of steak volcano.
Okay.
And he was like, oh no, this is the steak volcano. Look, it's like, yeah, but on the website, it's a different image. You can see the bone in it. There's no bone in this. And then his 400-pound wife gets up being like, are you giving us problems? Like, to the waitress that we had? And all of, like, me and the 3 other tables were just looking at this big old Karen and just making us feel super awkward.
At the Cheesecake Factory?
At Pete's, but yeah.
Yeah.
Then the waitress tries to walk away. With a, like, cart of, like, just old, like, dirty plates or whatever. Uh-huh. And she crashes it on me and Rebecca, just dropping and smashing plates on us. Nice. So she's like, oh, hey, guys, so sorry. And just like, has us move to another table. And, like, man, she's having the worst night of her life. We should, like, give her, like, a really good tip.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's part of me and Rebecca thinking, like, this would be the most insane grift of all time to get a sympathy tips from, like, the other tables. Knowing, taking advantage that people hate Karens. By just playing up the sympathy factor. But no, she was having a horrible night. And we had talked to her a lot, like, after it was over. Mm-hmm. Just about, like... Because I think she was younger than us. And yeah. We're like, oh, it's gonna be okay or whatever. Like, sorry this fucking happened. And, yeah. Like, wanting to, like, give her more money for dealing with that fucking insane family.
A steak volcano?
Yeah.
Did you look it up? Is that a thing?
It was some sort of, like, I think oxtail shit.
Oh, okay.
And he just got the wrong meat thing.
Yeah.
It was just so... It was crazy.
The oxtail shit is so gross.
Yeah.
That's like, that's just literally like meme culture taking off.
And then Rebecca was like, man, that was crazy. I don't want to go back. It was like, oh, well, at me being like, well, I don't think, you know, it's going to be like that every time. She's like, no, the food like gave me the runs. It was like awful food. And like, I had her leftovers because she didn't finish it, obviously, because it tasted horrible. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, I'm the human, you know, garbage can. I'll eat anything.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I can see why you don't want to come back. This shit was horrible. That fucking salmon fettuccine thing was... I don't know how you fuck it up that bad. But yeah, that was the crazy night at Pete's I had on, like, Sunday. Where it was the most chaotic dining experience I've had in a while.
What about video games reminded you of that?
Because at the end she was like, what do you guys plan on doing to, like, get rid of tonight? And I'm like, well, to be honest with you, we're going to play some video games. And we just were trying to leave it at that. She's like, what video games? I'm like... Lego Harry Potter. And she's like, oh, I was a big fan of the Lego Indiana Jones game. I'm like, okay, sick. Okay, good. We're not insane nerd psychos to you.
No, the Lego games Although they've ran out of franchises because the most recent one was the Horizon Zero Dawn Lego game.
Oh, really?
Do you know what Horizon Zero Dawn is?
No, I just know like in 20...
That's part of the problem. It's, like, it's a PlayStation franchise about fighting robot dinosaurs. It's weird that they're doing that in a Lego game.
Yeah, that is weird.
But it was like Batman and superheroes and...
You know, because the most recent stuff was that I knew was like a little before COVID was Marvel.
Yes.
And that's about when I tuned out.
Yeah.
Because I was there for Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Batman, and now Harry Potter, but Marvel, I'm like, they got more free world with it. I didn't like the open world nature to the games.
Yeah, they had like two of them that were like big open world games.
Yeah, like City Heroes or something.
Yeah. But no, those are like the perfect couch co-op games, especially if you're just like differing skill levels.
Yeah.
They are advertised towards children, but I don't think there's anything wrong playing those on the couch with like a friend or a partner or whatever.
And from what I've seen, 14 years ago, there was a big 100% community for Harry Potter. So many game facts from 2010.
Yeah.
About just people like, yeah, me and my girlfriend or me and my daughter are trying to complete this game.
I booted up Marvel Rivals over the weekend.
Yeah. How's that?
So it's like the Overwatch game, but, you know, with Marvel superheroes. It's free to play.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because I was playing it with like a community group that I'm a part of, a gaming group. And like, you know, there's people of all different skill levels and, you know, mindsets and all that kind of thing. And so it was interesting, like hearing people, there's this thing, it's the Dunning-Kruger effect. Are you familiar?
No.
Where Dunning-Kruger describes people, it's a way to describe someone's like aptitude at something where you... Typically, low-skill people perceive themselves to be a much higher skill level at a thing than what they actually are.
Sure.
And higher-skill people tend to perceive themselves at a lower skill level.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of the thing where, like, you overestimate where you're at. It's something that comes up a lot, like matchmaking and, like, Counter-Strike and stuff like that. Because you hear people complaining, like, oh, I'm stuck at X rank.
Right.
And it's like, no, you're not stuck, because if you were better, you would be better. Yeah, you would rank up.
Yeah.
So it's the Dunning-Kruger effect, some study from 40 years ago. But anyways, it's crazy, like, the culture of competitive gaming and, like, making call-outs when you're playing, like, a team-based game, seeing that, like, infiltrate into, you know, just casual play. Because this is a relatively brand-new game, right?
Yeah.
There's a group of about 30 people. We break up into, like, two or three games, 6v6. And, you know, there's a good number of people in there that have played the game. But they're, like, doing the least amount of talking on the microphone. They're just playing and getting headshots.
Yeah.
Whereas it's the people who have literally put in maybe 15 minutes that are trying to make calls and stuff. And it's like, you can just focus on having a good time with your friends and just BSing. But instead, we're so, because of where gaming has gone in the last decade.
When?
Yeah. Because of Twitch and stuff. Yes. It's less about being silly. But then there's also plenty of people that are just being silly. I had one or two guys on my team who I thought I knew a lot about the game. Come to find out they were just comic book nerds.
Yeah.
Because they're describing characters and their abilities. Yeah. But it's from a perspective of just being excited that that's what that character does.
Right.
Not actually understanding, you know, how it fits into the larger. Yeah. Of course, I just found the hit scan, like, Soldier 76 equivalent in The Punisher, which is kind of sick, right? Because, you know, I get to role play as someone who hates cops.
Yeah, that's a real stretch for you.
So it was a good time. I want to play more of it. I think it's from what I gather, it's a very fun game casually. Probably once you reach the highest tiers of competitive play, it probably starts to show a lot of holes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm never going to get to that point with it. But as far as just like picking up and playing with your friends, again, it's free to play. So it's like, you know, you might as well check it out if you have even like a passing interest in class-based shooters or, I mean, if you're a Marvel fan, you've probably already played it, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy to me that like comic book guys are still like, with how saturated that stuff has become amongst like our pop culture.
Yeah.
Between movies, TV, and games, like, I feel like you would check out at some point. You'd be like, hey, this is actually too... It was fun when this was like a niche thing that I like went to my comic book store once a week or once a month and picked up my books. But now it's like...
Well,
I don't know.
Well, the thing is, the comic books, to like keep up with the movies, do keep like rebooting and like making new shit. Like my uncle, who's a super comic book guy, was telling me about how like someone like old school from the like early 90s and someone like from like 07 or whatever are teaming up to make like a new Batman or a new Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And like that's how they keep getting people to just buy the paper.
Bringing back the old... Are kids buying comic books or is it literally just
old people? No, it's I think it's still old people doing the collectibles.
Yeah.
There might be some people who, when those guys have children, they inherit that want.
But I don't think any newer... It's not like... You know, kids are just playing Fortnite with their Deadpool skin or whatever.
I don't fucking know what people, like, literally younger than me do. Which I'm sure maybe that's the same thing you thought at the time, but, like,
I do think you were at the age where you got to see, because, you know, you were 6 years old or whatever, 5 years old when YouTube came out.
Yeah.
So, like, that was kind of the beginning of the, and then social media right after that. And so you were brought up in that, but at the same time, now looking back at it, because it was only developing then. Now, as an adult, you're looking back on it and you're like, oh, if I was 10 years old and all this stuff existed, I would not. How do you even develop a real interest in anything when culture is just so flattened out? You know what I mean? There's little space to get weird on the internet anymore in a meaningful sense. The algorithm's going to push you in like one direction as a 10-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you get outside of that?
I think what it comes from for me was just my parents being... poor enough where we didn't like immediately when thing came out, we got the next thing.
Yeah.
And not that I ever had to deal with like dial up or whatever, but the fact that like my first console was still the N64 mm-hmm. instead of the GameCube, which was already available.
Which was available, yeah.
Or I didn't watch DVDs, I watched VHS and had to rewind tapes and all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm. Me and Rebecca were like the last edge of that before yeah. like those became.
You almost had like a quote unquote 90s kid upbringing. Even though you were
until
born
like
10
06,
years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so I don't know, having a good time with that game. Still playing some Paper Magic.
Yeah.
My play group, aka the sixth graders, are still pissing me off fairly regularly with it, but they're learning. So you know, it's fine.
And we mentioned him by name earlier today, but that one kid, like, I think is capable of like eventually, especially like he'll be a lot cooler, I think, in eighth grade with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he'll separate from the
sixth grader that has like a competitive mindset on
right. Yeah, and yeah, can yeah. like speak to an adult like yeah. in a way that's like can be engaging back to the adult.
Is it an annoying 11-year-old? Yeah, we're having a conversation and he's not constantly interrupting you.
Right. Or dropping a reference to a YouTuber that you are like 4 degrees away from knowing.
You know what I've started doing with kids? It's like I'll be talking to a kid and someone comes up and just starts saying, Mr. Steven, I full out fucking ignore him. Because if they're not bleeding to death, they're being rude as fuck. And like I could turn to him and say, you're being rude. Mm-hmm. But that's a little harsh depending on
sure,
the kid.
Sure, sure.
I don't want to like have him be scared of me, but I am actively tuning them out because the child in front of me still wants to talk to me. And mm-hmm. they still want to finish their story. So I give them opportunity to finish their story. And then I'm turning to the other kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my hope is that over time, they slowly start to recognize like, yo, Mr. Steven doesn't fucking respond when you just come up and start yelling at him.
I'm going to permanently only be liked by 7th and 8th graders because I think everyone younger than that just like, oh, Mr. Cameron's over it. Just every day.
You just don't have patience for it.
Well, because like yesterday, like 6th graders supposed to like go inside after a certain amount of time so that 4th grade could have the large playground or whatever.
Yeah.
So they want to have, you know, a soccer ball that the 6th graders have. I'm like, oh, can we trade, you know, I'll give you this basketball and whatever so they can have the soccer ball to do their game. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, we had it first. And I'm like, well... okay, you're still getting a ball for what you need because you're playing pass 2 inches away from each other.
Yeah.
So you don't need the best ball for that.
There's a reason why we work primarily with middle school because we don't really have patience for 10-year-olds. Although I think you and I, when we get those opportunities to work with younger kids, it is beneficial for them because we do get to play that older brother or uncle role of being like, oh, that's kind of dumb. Without being so like, you're being stupid, but being right. like, why are you arguing about this? Instead of like encouraging it, it's like, no, this is dumb. You should just share the ball.
So I get the ball and the sixth grade that was arguing with me was like, well, you can't do that. I'm like, well, actually, I allow you to be inside. What it says on paper for me to do is force you inside right now. I'm allowing you to be outside.
Yeah.
So you could either go inside or you could have this ball instead.
I don't think.
Yeah. And then his friend, who's the younger brother of someone I had earlier, was like to the other kid, like, what are you doing? Just shut up. This is your parents talking.
Yeah, it's this thing where kids don't recognize sometimes that how much of a favor we are doing for yeah. them as far as not getting them in trouble. But that's just because they haven't ran into a lot of adults in their lives that aren't cops. You know?
Yeah, seriously.
So it's nice being able to be the first person that's like, hey, I'm not dude, here to bust you, dude.
That's why I feel like with some...
Just don't be an asshole.
That we have, that just, like, they're gonna get to, like, seventh grade and be so confused that they have, like, autonomy.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, what, like, what am I supposed to be doing now? And, like, go have fun.
Let your brain be bored. Look at the sky.
Yeah.
Listen to the birds. Read a fucking book. Holy shit, read a book.
Make a friend.
Make a friend. That's our advice to our listeners this week.
Yeah.
Read a book.
Make a friend.
Make a friend. You got any important dates coming up?
My birthday is coming up.
No shit. When is your birthday?
Monday the 27th.
Oh, fuck. What are we doing? Do you have a plan?
I might just do a...
girlfriend stuff?
Yeah, because Sunday, or the Saturday, I have to, like... Rich family has knocked on my door.
Shout out to rich family.
To be like, hey, all of the other... Because January is, like, the most populated, like, month for birthdays in that family. So it's like, you're part of us now, so you're included in this. So can you come to this dinner on Saturday? I'm like, yeah. So that's half of the weekend. Gotcha. Is going up and paying my respects to rich family.
All right. I want to go to... Round one up in Roseville. You ever been up there?
Oh, yeah. Rebecca and I have gone there for her work a couple of times.
Is that fun?
Yeah, it's just, it's the arcade place. It's got
fighting games and stuff, right?
I don't remember fighting games. That's a lot of just dance simulators and like just a big arcade.
Oh, okay.
Unless I'm thinking of the wrong place, but I thought...
It's in like the Galleria Mall, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. I don't remember a lot. I think there are like cabinets for fighting games, but I don't remember.
Well, my birthday is the 12th. February. So maybe once we get closer to my birthday, we can do like a group outing and we get our other retard friends together and we go up there and have a good time.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Two things. One, that's going to be tough because your birthday comes in between the Super Bowl and Genesis for me. So.
The two Super Bowls back to back.
Basically. Yeah.
That's a lot of social energy.
Mm-hmm. But what I could do. Is I might be doing, if you're interested in, I don't know if you've ever seen WrestleMania 31.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Me, Rebecca, and Andres might watch that on Sunday the 26th.
Okay.
So I'll do the normal, I'll drop the invite for that and you see if you want to show up or not.
Absolutely. Until next time, CP fans.
Keep distributing.
Keep distributing.